Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show.
With financialbroker.ie. From savings and investments to pensions and protecting your future. Talk to the experts. Financialbroker.ie.
This is News Talk.
And this is the Anton Savage Show here on News Talk, 10 to 12 on Sunday, 9 to 11 on Saturday. Next week is Wish Week. It runs from Monday the 31st of March to Friday the 4th of April. It is with the Make-A-Wish Foundation in conjunction and partnership with News Talk. It's a 3-year collaboration. In its third year, it has raised €337,000. And the aim is to try to get that to the half a million mark. With me is Susan McQuaid O'Dwyer, who is CEO of Make-A-Wish. I think there will be a general familiarity with Make-A-Wish. But for those unfamiliar, ye do what?
We grant wishes to children who are living with life-threatening medical conditions. All of the family is included in the wish. And what the real premise behind this is, once we know the why of a wish, so what is the children, what are they saying, right? And then actually we ensure that the entire family is included so they create positive, happy memories in order to actually forget the trauma for a short while that they're living with.
The types of wishes that you have granted, what are they?
I've been with Make-A-Wish a very long time, so there's been some really amazing ones. We've had to be Sonic the Hedgehog. And it was to be, not just to have a costume. We actually managed to do it. I didn't think we would, but we did. And he ended up having his game played in Dundrum on the big movie screen. And he actually won an award for it in front of his school friends and family. We've had to photograph puffins. We've a massive amount of aspiring zookeepers. I mean, they just love it.
Record. So aspiring zookeeper means what? You get to go and
so they go
and with elephants?
They go off to the zoo, and we have an incredible volunteers who are actually part of the zoo, and they take them around to where the child has a graw really for a particular animal. So they get behind the scenes. So, oh yeah, they're amazing. I've been lucky enough to be on one or two of them. But record your own song, meet the Irish rugby team, meet some of the celebrities, to go to Photo Island, to Disneyland Paris, to have a makeup studio. You name it, it's all in the child's imagination.
Do you notice a particular theme in the celebrities they want to meet?
No, it depends on what's kind of the common theme at the time or the common kind of activity that people are into.
So for some it'll be the rugby team, for some it'll be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift was a difficult one for us to grant, actually. We just couldn't get tickets. And we finally did thanks really entirely to the general public because people donated their own tickets.
Their own tickets?
Yes, we're lucky enough to send some of the children who wish to go.
Give us a sense then of the kind of illnesses that the children who have wishes granted, what do they tend to have?
It's a cross-section. So actually the list that's actually on the website is quite varied, but you could be talking about renal, you could be talking cancer, there's different complications, I suppose. So for every child that actually applies, the application goes to the child's own consultant, and it's the consultant who deems whether the child is eligible, not us, thank God.
And is eligibility based on their capacity to be able to leave the hospital and to do the kind of activities?
No, not at all. The eligibility is 3 to 17 years of age and to be living with a life-threatening medical condition. Most of our children recover, which is fantastic, but they're going through really difficult time during that illness. And so is the whole family. But equally, we do have what we call priority wishes. And that's where the life expectancy is quite short. So that could be where we're actually delivering a wish into a hospital. Or it could be that we're literally downing tools and we have to have that wish granted within a very short period of time.
Where did the foundation start from? Where was the original genesis?
It started in the States, where a young child had told his mom that he wanted to be a state trooper when he grew up. But unfortunately, he was living with cancer and he wouldn't actually achieve that dream. So she, with the help of the local community, managed to actually grant his wish. So he basically made arrests. He was on motorbikes. He was even on horses. He was basically the state trooper in the town, and even had a state trooper funeral when he sadly passed away. And that was the first wish of the Make-A-Wish movement.
And since then, the movement across the world, thousands, tens of thousands of wishes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally. I mean, we're in 50 countries. Now, we're still autonomous in our own country, but we do liaise with Make-A-Wish International, and we have a common goal of, you know, achieving significant number of wishes each year. And of course, we're all very competitive, so we want to actually grant as many wishes as we can. And unfortunately, there's been an international study that's been done by International that has estimated annually there will be 650 children diagnosed with a life-threatening condition in Ireland. Currently, last year we actually granted 214 wishes. So we're not reaching enough children. So, you know, it's weeks like Wish Week that we really need to do two things. One is to create awareness, and two, for children and parents who are out there who are going, oh no, this children's sicker than my child, or I don't know whether we'd be eligible. You need to contact us. And the other then, obviously, is to raise as much money as we humanly can, because there's no government funding.
At 250 wishes a year, that means you're doing pretty much one a day, Monday to Friday,
yep,
effectively. That must require a fair degree of a machine administratively, does it?
It does. And it's an incredible team in Make-A-Wish. You know, it's a small team, but it is, yeah, you could have each wish granter could be working on 10 wishes at a time.
And is there a standard method of operation? I mean, you get a call that says, I want to meet the Irish Olympic gymnastics squad or whatever it is. Is there a way you begin hunting it down, or is it just grab a phone book, Google and start ringing?
There's a bit of a mix. Usually we may have built up a massive contact base and we're pulling in favours. So we're ringing someone we know to say, look, you might know so-and-so and so-and-so. Could you see what could be done? But again, it's a lot of research from the team. And then it's a question of what's the time that we have in order to grant that wish. So it could be that it's actually moving past the wish granting team into the rest of us going, right, who do you know? Let's get on the phones.
And do you often find, because I know, for instance, I think John Cena, the WWE star, has done something like 50 or 60 wishes himself. He is a fairly regular. Do you get the same thing in Ireland? Do you get the same people giving often as part of the giving of wishes?
We can do it. It's, you know, certainly like the zoo, we would see quite a number of wishes. Gaming wishes are a big one as well. And this could be, you know, I was always very surprised by them. But actually, when you look into it, a lot of these children are immunocompromised. And actually being able to play games with their friends online is a way for them to reconnect with their friends and to feel normal and to have some form of a social life. So gaming would be a big one. And then it depends on which famous celebrity is coming into town. And then all of a sudden you might see just this plethora of wishes coming in for that particular celebrity. But, you know, we could have to be a farmer, you know, to be a postman. You know, they're just so varied. And I have to say that if you're opening the post that day and you get in what the wish books, we are trying to move a little bit more into technology now, but at the moment we're still on the wish books where the children write in the books themselves on the to be, to have, to go and to meet. And there's three or four of us usually going, oh God, oh look, oh, let's do and whatever. So, yeah. People might consider it to be a sad charity, but it actually there's a lot of hope and joy and smiles in it.
What about the psychological impact? Because I was reading a study recently that said that if you take going on holidays, the thing that makes people happy about going on holidays is planning the holiday, not actually doing the holiday. That it's the expectation is actually what gives the biggest boost in total happiness. Do you find the same with the wishes? Is there a risk of anticlimax if a kid gets hugely excited about the prospect, or does it always peak at the wish?
I'm touching wood here now. No, it's never happened before. Really, what we do is we have what we call a wish journey. So we're in touch with the family and the child along the journey. And some wishes can take a long time to organise, especially if it's a celebrity. But, you know, then there's the day of the reveal. And as they find out exactly what's going to happen. I remember one particular child, she was going to meet Niall Horan. And we'd actually sent a balloon. And in she opened up the whole envelope and the balloon. And in it was, you know, you are going to meet Niall Horan on such and such a date. And your whole family are going. And mom actually filmed her, and the child is sort of screaming, he knows I'm alive. I mean, you know, so the anticipation is just as powerful as the actual wish. And then the wish itself, the entire family is on. So you will actually hear children and siblings say, we saw mom and dad smile. We were a normal family again. So this is it. And then there's even the after that a lot of our families would tell us that, this is the one positive thing that's come out of the illness, and they'll keep talking about it for years to come.
If people want to get involved, if they want to donate, where do they go?
Makeawish.ie, or indeed donate next Friday, the 4th of April, on with News Talk, because it's a huge thanks to News Talk for their support. Yes, makeawish.ie.
Makeawish.ie. Susan, thank you very much. That is Susan McQuaid O'Dwyer, who is CEO of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And as I say, makeawish.ie is where you can find out more.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.